Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
For some chin music.
Hey, Yomp, how about a warning?
Sure. Watch out you don't get killed.
Because sometimes in baseball, you've got to send a strong message, especially when someone has it coming. Each Saturday, David and Bruce come in high and tight with a response to something that deserves one, like this.
Welcome back inside the clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. David Hall, Bruce Levine, playing a little chin music. And yes, that was a clip, not from this past week, but from the recently, Pope Leo basically saying that they lost.
They lost.
The Cubs lost. And we're using that just in reference to the Pope and Chicago baseball and what we're talking about this hour. 312-644-6767. Big story this week pertaining to the White Sox was minority owner Justin Ishbia had an audience with the Pope, presented him a jersey signed by the 2005 World Series champions because Pope Leo was at Game 1. We know him to be a Sox fan who likes Aurelio's Pizza and the Bulls. We know a lot about him.
He's a Chicagoan.
He's a Chicagoan from Dalton, but a Chicagoan. And yes, Sox fans. So Justin Ishbia was there, Bruce, but from our perspective, news perspective, John Greenberg from The Athletic had a good story with him. Mitchell Armantrout from the Sun-Times had a nice story as well with Justin Ishbia. There was a pledge to build a new ballpark. Justin Ishbia said whether it's in the next 4 years or in his lifetime, there will be a new ballpark, and he invited the Pope to throw out the first pitch, which, okay, you have to take advantage of the moment. You never know how long that's going to last. Fine. What did you take away from, was there any news from this photo op? Was there anything that you took away from these stories about Justin Ishbia's trip to Vatican City?
Well, the subliminal to me was everything, and that was that he spoke up for the first time as a White Sox representative. Mm-hmm. First time since he's been attached to buying up shares of the limited partnerships with the White Sox, making a deal with Jerry and the Reinsdorf family to purchase the team from either 2029 through 2034. Those are the periods that the Reinsdorf family or Jerry can sell it to him, 2034. Ishby himself has the option to buy at an agreed-upon number, which is already in there. There's already an agreed-upon number.
There is.
Now, is it based with the fact that this is 2026, 25 going to 26, and it's based on inflation and things of that nature.
I'll take the bait then.
Okay. So,
and I know you're not putting the bait out there for me to take, but I want to ask this. My immediate question is, if there is a number,
mm-hmm.
and this
there's
is,
always a number.
If there's always a number, why is this not happening now? Why do we have to
wait? They're not selling it now.
Why?
Because he still wants to run the Chicago White Sox.
How's that going?
How's it going for you, or how's it going for him?
How's it going for him?
For you or him?
Both.
Okay. So it's not going well for you.
I'm just saying it's not going well for anybody.
For you, it's not going well,
objectively speaking, it's not going well for everybody. Because the White Sox have 1.4 million in attendance. They have the second lowest payroll in baseball. They've got three straight 100-loss seasons.
And they have a new owner on the horizon.
Who's not going to be in charge for another 4 years. At the earliest, right. At the earliest.
Okay.
So I guess I'm just asking that from a practical... I try to be practical, Bruce. So, practically speaking, why are we waiting?
So
why are they waiting?
Ishbia is happy with it.
Why?
Why?
That's what I don't get.
Because he's gonna own a major league team if he wants to by 2034, right?
I don't like waiting. I think most people are impatient.
Okay, but in the meantime, there's new revenue coming into the Chicago White Sox, right? So... He's bringing in new revenue himself by buying into the team. He's bringing in new expectations, and he's bringing in eventually a new voice of the Chicago White Sox. It's not soon enough for you, probably for many White Sox fans, but this is the reality of the deal.
Well, so I take away from this week, he talked about being the steward of the White Sox organization.
What does that mean?
Well, my partner, Mike Mulligan, a Sox fan, Mully, he definitely
thought
that was very important to say because he thought that a steward would be somebody committed to keeping the Sox in Chicago, which I think removed doubt from a lot of people's minds.
That's naive.
Well, you think that Justin Ishbia is not going to do that?
If he gets a new ballpark, he will.
Well, he just told the Pope he's building a new ballpark. You don't lie to the Pope. Who lies to the Pope? You're not going to do that. No, he's going to build a new ballpark in Chicago. He pledged that. And now that he pledged that, it's going to happen. Right? Bruce, right?
Don't do anything wrong to Superman's cape, okay? That's one of the great lies, right? I can't go into all the great lies that there are out there.
But here's the thing about the whole conversation about the ballpark. And I really appreciated the way that he views ownership, if you take him at his word and what he said, because I think that is the way you want to approach it. And the vow to keep the Sox in Chicago, I think that's also important. I want the ball club to be better. I want
it's getting better. It got better last year.
The same conviction with which he spoke about building a new ballpark, I think I wanted more, because it is exciting to have an owner with resources like he reportedly has to be in
personal
charge.
Resources, right?
Mm-hmm.
His revenues aren't going to be any different if he takes over today than the White Sox have under Jerry Reinsdorf, right?
Mm-hmm.
How will the revenue stream change today if he took over right now at noon? Let's say they called a press conference.
You got to spend money to make money. You wouldn't. You'd be an investment. That's the idea about investing.
So would he spend $200 million on a payroll and lose $100 million just to make them more
viable?
You got to
crawl before you walk. 200 seems unrealistic, but going from 60 to 150 or 60 to 130, I think you could do that reasonably. And that wouldn't be outrageous to expect. And that's what I
would
want
to
see.
Would that make you a winner?
It could. You're going to get in the right track.
Okay,
you know what you could get for another $60 million, Bruce? Two impactful players. You get an outfielder that could hit 35 to 40 home runs. You get a pitcher that can give you 175 innings.
Okay.
Absolutely. In that division.
Someone in that bullpen needs to get some outs.
You got young talent. You got Grant Taylor.
Right. Well, I'm not arguing with that premise. What I'm trying to give you, and what we try to do here every week, is give you the reality of the news. What's the reality out there right now? Rather than our opinions are important to some, not to everybody.
Well, the reality,
but the information is what we try to bring here every week.
I agree. Well, information, yes. Opinion, definitely. And my opinion is asking Sox fans, and I don't want to speak on behalf of Sox fans, let me rephrase that. Speaking just for me, Sox observer, waiting another 4 years, having to wait another 4 years doesn't get me much excited about anything that Justin Ishbia has to say, because I have to wait 4 years to see it come into fruition.
Well, you're only going to wait 4 years for him. That doesn't mean he's spending money immediately.
Well, who's going to be spending money in the next 4 years then? Nobody, because they don't spend money.
What I'm saying is it can be 4 years. It can be a year.
Then make it happen. Then okay. Don't tell the Pope you're going to build a stadium in 4 years. Tell the Pope you're going to start that process now.
I don't think he said he's going to build it in 4 years.
He said, I think, let me get the tape.
I think he said he's going to build a new stadium. They're going to build one for Chicago. But the first thing that's going to happen is, depending on how the state is, the city of Chicago is,
yeah,
at that time, he's going to say, I need help. We're gonna raise most of the money ourselves, but I need help.
Good luck.
To build this stadium.
Good luck with that.
So is it moving to Rosemont? Is it moving to Addison? Is it moving to Nashville?
I'm told that the patch of land known as the 78, there's enough room for a soccer stadium that Joe Mansueto's built it for the Fire, and a ballpark that Justin Ishbia is going to build for the White Sox.
That's fine. They're still going to need help from the state and the city. That money's not there right now, okay? You read Chicago news, you read Illinois news every day.
Yeah, I read Chicago Fire news too, and I don't remember Joe Mansueto having his hands out.
He's doing it himself. I mean, so did Mr. Ricketts, right?
For the most part, he had to. They tried.
Okay,
they tried.
So, but my point is that the White Sox, whether it's Mr. Ishbia or Jerry, they're still going to need some support from the state and city.
Oh, please, Bruce. That's not realistic.
No?
No. No. That's not realistic. Look at what's going on with the Chicago Bears.
Yeah,
why they haven't had shovels in the dirt? Why they had to go off the lakefront?
Yeah, there's no money.
Because Kevin Warren miscalculated. He miscalculated everything about the Bears project. They don't have money from the state. They're not getting money from the city. The city of Chicago's in shambles financially. There's no way that's going to happen.
Thank you.
That's no way that's going to happen.
Thank you. You just made my point.
Okay, what's your point?
It's not going to happen necessarily in Chicago without some support.
No, you know what support is? A billionaire reaching deep into his pockets. If he wants to be a true steward of the White Sox, you're going to have to build it yourself.
I don't know.
You have to pay for it yourself. The city and state have an
obligation. What type of Disney show have you been watching?
I'm watching reality, Bruce.
There's no reality in the
reality
fact that
TV.
They're going to build something without some help from a city
The state and the city have an obligation to provide infrastructure like they do they will in Arlington Heights. The governor has said that, like they will for any kind of building project. But there's no way that the city and state government, the taxpayers of Illinois and Chicago, should be on the hook for the next White Sox ballpark.
I don't disagree with you.
That's where the money comes in from Ishbia. That's why he's involved in this. That's why he's going
to
be
Did he say to the Pope, I'm going to pay for a whole stadium myself?
I'm losing track of what he said to the Pope. Okay. Now. I need to go back to the transcript.
And we have to go back and see if anybody's ever lied to a Pope before, okay?
I'm trying to Google that right now.
Sean, can you get out on that? Can we get some audio on that? I'm already getting heat from somebody
who's... I think the pie in the sky idea here is, I think Mr. Ishbia is being forthright in saying we're going to get a new stadium. I don't think he'd be buying into this deal unless they felt they were going to get a new stadium. So I don't think he's lying or making anything up. As to how that comes about, it's usually a fist fight, no matter who the owner is, to get the best deal possible.
Let's go back to...
You have to get the best deal possible. Spend the least amount of money that you have to get partners in there with you, get the state and city in line with you.
Let's go back to the beginning. And before we got too a little overheated in this conversation, we're talking about the White Sox and a new ballpark. Whether the owner is minority owner Justin Ishbia or Jerry Reinsdorf, they had a conversation with, and renderings, Related Midwest was involved in this. It was part of a private development and investment in the South Loop at the 78. Now, the Chicago Fire, they moved fast. They moved quicker than the White Sox. They are building a stadium there. with much of their own Joe Mansueto's money. There is reportedly room for two stadiums on the same land. I don't know how crowded that would be. I frankly don't recall seeing a report on how feasible that would be. But if it is, then there will be shared investment by the White Sox and Justin Ishbia and Jerry Reinsdorf and Related Midwest as it comes to developing an area of the city that is currently not developed. That's progress for the city. That's progress for the White Sox. And that should be plan A. Now,
you're leaving a partner out. And that is the city and the state and what they're going to put forth. And do they have any money to do that? Which the answer is right now, no, they don't. They don't have the support, nor in this economic atmosphere, the appetite to put their jobs in jeopardy as politicians to put forward a statement saying that we want to pay X amount toward a new stadium. It's not where we're at right now.
It's an ongoing conversation. I want to get to the phone calls. I don't necessarily disagree with you. I think we're just looking at it a little bit differently. I'm not asking, and no, I believe the city and state's obligation is to provide infrastructure funding and come up with creative financing ways to do that. But to build a ballpark, those days are over. There's not going to be any sweetheart deals for the next White Sox ballpark.
Before we go to the phones, David, I will just say this. It's just the way business is in the world and in the world of professional sports. Mr. Ishbia wants to build a new stadium when he takes over. He will do the same things that Jerry Reinsdorf and his group have been doing. They will get as much money from the state and city that they can get. And if they can't get enough, he will look elsewhere outside of the city of Chicago to the suburbs or to another city to use that as leverage to get what he needs to get.
Well, if he does that, he's going to have to go back to Vatican City and beg for forgiveness because that would be not what he told the Pope.
He didn't say he wasn't going to leverage. You think the
He didn't tell the Pope
you
that.
Think these
issues, that's not what I heard.
You think these two brothers have made $4 billion by being bad businessmen?
312-644-6767. Let's go out to the phone lines. Thank you for waiting patiently. Mike in Glencoe, welcome inside the clubhouse. Hello, Mike.
I think that, good morning, fellas. I think, Bruce, I agree with you. Well, maybe both of you. The bigger issue as a Sox fan is, will there be any fan base left over by the time you're starting to think of this? The White Sox, and I appreciate Mr. Barwell's comments, Barfield, the White Sox are essentially the Charlestown Chiefs of the American League. We're picking up players from the Iron League, and it's not the Hanson brothers. The hubbub about this guy, a cast off from the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, the plain fact of the matter is we are now in year two after the worst baseball season in American history. The Jerry Reinsdorf has not invested in the on-field performance. You can't name, I don't believe, one credible major league player he has brought on board following that miserable season. And at some point, if you keep building with from within, and there's not enough on the, you know, there's not enough there to build with within, you're going to kill the Sox fan base. Which Ishbia will say, hey, you know, there's nobody here. No one's coming to the ballpark. I'm moving to Nashville. I just don't see a way out of this unless Reinsdorf really invests in the team. And I don't think he will. What do you guys think?
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the phone call. I don't think the payroll is going to change considerably. I don't think that they are going to be aggressive in free agency. Everything is about this offseason right now, projecting beyond this offseason. I don't know that you can do that because they're gambling or they're projecting that this team is going to be better and improved based on the internal options and the farm system. Maybe that
and a new pay system in baseball.
Yes. And so what will happen at the end of the season will affect every team because owners are going to want a salary cap. And that will change the complexion of Major League Baseball and the tone of these conversations. Because you're going to have a more, I don't know what you're going to have, but if the owners get their way, you will have a system that is more comparable to the other leagues. And you don't really have these conversations when you're talking about the NFL. You don't really have a conversation about, oh my God, the Chiefs, they can outspine everybody. That's why they're so good. Oh my gosh, could you see what the Eagles did again? They went out and got that free agent because they outspent everybody. No, they're making smart decisions in terms of the valuation.
And there's a salary cap.
And there's a cap. It creates parity. I'm not saying that's going to happen in baseball, right, or I'm not even weighing in on what should happen in baseball. That's a different conversation for a different day. But it's going to change the way the White Sox handle their payroll. And if it doesn't, you're going to get more of the same. And I don't know if they're ever going to be among the league's top spenders.
Mr. Ishbia could be the next Mr. Cohn from New York who spends, you know, millions and millions of dollars above the payroll tax to try to win. Because they want to build that way. They want to show the fans that they're trying to get the best players. Okay, it's not a template that always works, but that's the way that he could come in here and spend his money if he wants to. But it would be not money from the White Sox, okay? You have to make the differentiation. Cohn's money comes out of his pocket. It doesn't come from the Mets coffers of revenue, right?
Right.
It comes out of his pocket when he spends. Mm-hmm. With the White Sox, it would have to be the same way if he wants to hit a $250 million payroll and bring in a lot of free agents, right?
Yes, that is exactly the way.
So, and he might be willing to do that, okay? Because him and his brother have been tremendously successful businessmen that want to own a baseball team. He wants to own a baseball team. His brother owns the Phoenix Suns, right?
Yeah.
They're looking into buying
Matt Ishbia.
Right, and they're looking into bringing hockey back into Phoenix mm-hmm. at this point. So these guys really want to, you know, do something great. But
I want them to get an outfielder and an ace.
Right.
For the White Sox.
Look,
That's what I want from Justin Ishbia.
I would like to be able to give White Sox fans all the great reason in the world to think that this is going to happen in the next year or two, but it's not.
I know. That's, I think, the part that I understand.
They can still get better, but it's going to be harder.
Well, stories like this, when they talk about the next 4 years and waiting until 2029, I think you get a little impatient. That's all. Dan is in DeKalb. Dan, welcome inside the clubhouse.
Good morning, guys. Morning. So my point you're missing, I think, on the stadium thing is I think the Sox have a good chance of moving because, look, the White Sox have historically been at the bottom half or lower in attendance, and that's the majority of their revenue. I'm not, as an owner, nor as a taxpayer, going to invest one dime to look at a half-filled, brand-new, multi-billion stadium. I think whoever the owner is going to get a better deal somewhere else. I think the Sox have a very good chance of moving because they're not going to get money from the state or the city. And I just don't see a private guy going in and saying, $3 billion? Sure, I'll invest that, and I'll look at 15,000 or 20,000 fans, hopefully, in the stands for 81 dates at home. Thanks.
Thanks, Dan.
It's a good point. I mean, but the other point that you made, David, is also good, and that is building in the Chicago South Loop area, an entertainment area, one that excites not only people in Chicago and the suburbs, but also people from out of town coming here for conventions and seeing an entertainment area. Now, let's be honest about this. Let's deal with the reality of Chicago right now. You look at the news today, and the news is talking about some horrible things happening again downtown, right?
Right.
So this has to also be an owner that looks and projects what it would be like, you know, is downtown going to be considered a safe area to go? Will people feel comfortable taking mass transit, building more mass transit to get to the ballpark to be a part of this? Where is it make the most sense for a new owner to build a ballpark? That is something that you have to look at.
Well, you're referencing the shooting in the Loop last night around 10 o'clock. One person was killed and eight were injured in a shooting, and that's something you can catch on your local news. Also, breaking news on the Score is brought to you by Wildfire Restaurants. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. And this is something you want to keep an eye on, Bears fans. So Brad Biggs has tweeted out this morning that the Bears media website showed that the Tremaine Edmonds, their fine linebacker, has been placed on injured reserve, which would be a big disappointment and a big development as far as the Bears are concerned.
How many linebackers does that take out for
this? Well, they're out three linebackers tomorrow. Tremaine Edmonds has been ruled out. He's not playing against the Steelers, but the fact that Brad tweeted this out in terms of on the website, Tremaine Edmonds is one of seven players listed on the Bears website as being on injured reserve. That would mean he'd be out for the next 4 weeks, and that would be problematic, certainly. So keep an eye on those breaking, developing stories. We're going to stick to baseball here until 11 o'clock when we come back. Cade Horton was a dominant pitcher for the most of the season for the Chicago Cubs and the runner-up for the National League Rookie of the Year, and he'll join us next on Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Strike three, fastball near the bottom of the zone on the outer half. Gets Olsen looking.
That's that little short arm swing, and he paints the outside corner with that fastball. Olsen expecting something off speed, and he throws 96 on the outside corner.
Just a really, really good outing. Really efficient. He's just pounding the strike zone. And again, we talk about it, he's just comfortable attacking inside the strike zone and forcing guys to swing, and they don't necessarily get great contact. So it's really good stuff. And, he's kind of stepping up at a really big time for us.
We're back with more Inside the Clubhouse with Bruce Levine and David Haw.
That was a highlight from Cade Horton's fine season last year, where he was runner-up the NL Rookie of the Year. Welcome back to Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And now joining us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline, download the Circa app today, is Cade Horton. Good morning, Cade. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Thank you for joining us. It's a privilege to talk to you after the kind of season that you had. Let's start with your health. How do you feel? because last week I saw you, you weren't doing so well.
Yeah, I feel really good. You know, just starting my build-up phase. I feel good. Body feels good. Just getting after it in the weight room and starting to build up in my throwing program.
Kate, great to have you on. I hope you have a great holiday season. David and I appreciate you having you on today. I wonder if you can take us through the preparation for, after you injured the rib, how you were ready to pitch if the Cubs had moved on to the next round, and how difficult a process that was going to be for you, pitching with an injury, but still ramping up to be ready.
Yeah, I think we actually did a really good job of balancing it. You know, I think once we decided that I wasn't going to be able to pitch, we took probably a couple days off and then started throwing the football again to keep my arm moving. It didn't really bother me to throw the football, and so we did that, and then I would make some throws off my knees with the baseball, just because, you know, it just took a lot of stress off. And so we did that, and then just kind of did what I could off the mound in terms of, you know, getting visual reps and just dry reps on the mound, so to keep me ready, and that was kind of what we did. And then we moved into, you know, once I started feeling good, we moved into the bullpen progression, and I felt good there, and so I was ready to go.
Cade, you pitched 118 innings last year, and to a lot of people, I think that it seemed like more because you gave so much and you were so effective. And I wonder, there's a suggestion, and you would know this, and certainly the Cubs too, like that because you were on an innings limit or a pitch limit, that you were more efficient with your approach and maybe even more aggressive at times. How would you address that? Is there any truth to that? And because you were so good in the limited time that we saw you out there, I wonder if that was part of the reason why maybe you were as effective as you were.
Yeah, I think it has a little bit to do with it. You know, coming up through the minors, I was always on a, you know, 5 to 75 pitch limit. And so I think once that was kind of implemented, it was my goal to get through five, less than 75 pitches, just to see if I could go back out for the sixth. And I felt like that kind of dialed me in to, and really simplified, like, all right, well, let's just be efficient here. We're not going to, you know, go out and try to chase, swing and miss, like, let my defense work. I got a great defense behind me. And so just letting them work and trusting them kind of helped me, you know, be so efficient.
Cade, how do you do with the rhetoric around you being the ace of the Cubs now? Now, I know, you know, you are totally respectful of the pitchers that have been around you, the veteran teammates that you have. But when people start calling you the ace because of your stuff and because of the wonderful part of the season that you had, how do you feel about that? Do you just ignore it, or, you know, what do you do to respond when you hear that? Because it's pretty prevalent now.
I think, yeah, I kind of ignore it. You know, it really, at the end of the day, it really doesn't mean too much. You know, you got to take the ball every fifth day and go out there, no matter, you know, if you're the first guy or the fifth guy, it doesn't matter. And so you got to go out there and try to win games. And that's kind of how I view it. It doesn't matter if I'm the fifth guy or the ace. You know, I just go out there and try to win games for my team.
What's next? How do you evaluate, or how do you look ahead and have expectations for next season when, let's face it, when you are on the mound, there are now going to be higher expectations than as they were when you were a rookie, and you have set the bar very high for to be met. What do you expect from Cade Horton in 2026?
Yeah, I think, you know, expectations kind of come from the outside. You know, I just expect myself to go out there and be present, not try to do too much. I feel like that's when I get myself in trouble, is when I go out there and try to do too much. instead of staying present and in the moment and just focusing on the pitch and not letting these outside, you know, voices and things, you know, go affect my performance.
When you look at your season last year, and, you know, you and I had a lot of discussions about becoming a major league player. I remember one day walking up to your locker and pointing over to Carson Kelly's locker that the day before was full of media people because he had gone 4-for-4 and you know, hit for the cycle. And then a day later, he had gone 0-for-4, struck out 2 times. And I said, look at Kelly's locker and how did it look the day before? And you kind of, we both kind of laughed about that. What did you learn about being a major league player, dealing with the media, dealing with fans, and being a star in the major leagues?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's just a really cool opportunity. You know, just being able to get the recognition is really cool. But yeah, there is a side, you know, it is like, you know, one day they love you and the next day you're kind of forgotten about. But you know, that's how it goes. And so just staying consistent and staying in the process and not getting too high or too low is the main thing when it comes to that.
What do you expect next year in terms of usage? And do you think that because you'll be one more year removed from the injury, you will be removed now. I'm assuming you're going to be fully healed by spring training from your rib situation. Do you expect to be somebody that has a little bit longer of a leash?
I think, you know, when it comes to me, I just focus on my job, and that's going out there and getting out. You know, I tend to just focus on my process and controlling what I can. I say it all the time, you know, that's kind of the only thing I can do is controlling what I can control. And so when it comes to that stuff, I just really focus on the work I need to do to be prepared for whatever's thrown at me.
Cade, you, one of your locker mates on one side is PCA. Could you write a PCA book yet? About the interesting individual he is. I mean, I think Chicago fans and, you know, through the media, people like myself have learned that PCA is a many-faceted individual. But just as a friend, to have a friend with that has so many different philosophies, what is that like?
Yeah, it's so cool being able to just, you know, share the journey with him. You know, he's just the ultimate competitor. And I think that's why we get along so well, is because, you know, we share the same common goal, and that's to help the Cubs win and, you know, put on a show for Chicago. And so, yeah, it's been really special to watch him, you know, come up. You know, we've seen him struggle. We've seen him be great. And it's been special to, you know, share the ride with him.
Cade, you were so good, but I'm sure that you'll spend the offseason discussing ways that you can even be better. How can you be better?
Yeah, I think, you know, just in terms of health, I think I could be better at that. Just, you know, trying to stay healthy for a full year. And then I think just being able to repeat my what I did at the end of the year. I think, you know, that was big for me going in this off season. I didn't want to lose feels and stuff like that. Going into spring training, I want to be sharp. And so I think, you know, just focusing on having a good spring or having a good off season and be ready to go for spring training.
As a player, and you weren't able to compete at the end of the year, unfortunately, in the playoffs, but as a player, what did you learn about the Wrigley Field fan base? What did you take from that experience of going through the playoffs with your teammates? And do you remember the electricity being higher anywhere else than it was when the Cubs defeated San Diego and went on to the division series?
Yeah, it was unreal. You know, I didn't know really what to expect, but it exceeded all expectations. It was electric. I still think about it all the time when the fans were chanting Freddie. That was one of the coolest things I've witnessed in baseball. I think all of us realize, you know, how cool and special that place is in October. And I think, you know, it left a taste in our mouth that, you know, we want to get back.
So, Cade, before we let you go, and really appreciate your time, got to ask you this because we're in the middle of November and you are a former football player. Do you miss football? And how closely do you follow one of your former Oklahoma teammates, Caleb Williams?
I would say I don't really miss football too much. I love football. I love watching it, but I'm perfectly happy sitting on the couch on Saturdays and Sundays and just watching. So I would say I follow Caleb. You know, I watch the Bears play, and so, you know, they're having a great year, and I would just wish them the best of luck. And yeah,
do you ever have any contact with him?
No, I don't. I try to leave him alone and let him do his thing. I know he's got way more important things than me.
Well, you had yourself a pretty good rookie season yourself, and looking forward to much more success with the Cubs in years to come. Cade, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Best of luck, and we'll talk to you at the Cub convention.
Take care, buddy.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Cade Horton.
Happy holidays.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving. What a fine young man, Bruce. Good job booking him.
Yeah.
The Cubs ace.
It's fun, you know, as
he's
everyone,
fun.
Well, as everyone knows, you know, I've been doing this for a long time, but still watching young people grow in the job, you know, like him. And
you turned my frown upside down, Bruce. I was going the other direction after that previous segment, getting killed on the text line and the phone calls.
I mean, look, we're not going to do a business segment every week. It happened to be in the news this week.
You cheered me up, Bruce.
But we're pushing forward. We're looking in a positive way to the future here for Chicago baseball, not negative one. And Cade Horton's one of those guys that you can feel pretty positive about.
Well put. Could not agree more. We'll be back to wrap things up on Inside the Clubhouse. David and Bruce until 11, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
We're back with more Inside the Clubhouse with Bruce Levine and David Haw.
All right, Bruce, we have to wrap things up, but I want to get your thoughts on the big move. Well, it's not that big of a move. I want to know what signing the Cubs pitcher Maton is means for the offseason, and when will we start to get bigger news than the, you know, Phil Maton, a right-handed pitcher who's comes to the Cubs at 32 years old.
Well, this is a start, but I mean, again, the offseason is just getting going here. The winter meetings are 2 weeks from tomorrow, okay, in Orlando. We'll be there. I'll be there for the score, and we will, you know, see. I think you're going to see, I can't predict a lot of movement by the White Sox unless it's a Luis Robert trade, okay, that mm-hmm. could take place. But for the Cubs, I think they're going to continue to be stealth about trades. I think you're going to hear more about the Japanese pitcher, Omai, coming out, and the Cubs' possible involvement with him joining their team. I think if a long-term deal is out there, it could be for a Dylan Cease, but it could be for this Japanese pitcher as well. The infrastructure for the Cubs around Japanese players and success
positive,
is
right?
there. Very yeah. positive.
How about Kyle Tucker?
I don't see him with
Blue
the Cubs.
Blue Jays, Dodgers.
Dodgers, Blue Jays, 1-2. You know, I think the Blue Jays might be a little bit ahead.
Yankees and Bellinger, are they close?
Not right now, but they want him back. You know, again, Bellinger would be a nice add-on here. But he's probably not going to look for that same three-year deal with an opt-out every year at age 29 going into 30. He's going to want a long-term deal, just like Bregman.
Should we pay any attention to scuttlebutt surrounding Kyle Schwarber or just ignore everything because it's not possible?
I mean, it would be great news. I don't see it happening. Mm. I mean, he does – He probably fits more. I mean, he fits on any team.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And the feel good of him being there before, number one pick, World Series hero, you know.
All around great guy. I mean, I don't know if he's in Kate Horton category as far as being all around great guy.
Question.
But he's close.
I see him going back with Philadelphia.
I love Kyle Schwarber too, though. If he got here and Kate Horton in the clubhouse at the same time, oh my gosh, with PCA. Imagine that, Bruce. That'd be awesome.
That'd be awesome. Anyway. David, have a great week off, and we'll see you the following week when we're getting ready for the winter meetings. I'll be here next week with Mike Esposito. Meantime, I'll talk to you during the week.
Thank you to Josh Barfield, White Sox assistant general manager. Thank you to Cade Horton, our guest, the Cubs ace at 10:30. Thank you to Bruce for getting them all lined up, and to Sean Sears for making us sound the way that we sounded. And thank you all for listening the last couple hours. Talking baseball, it's been a lot of fun. Stay tuned. Steve Rosenblum is next. You've been listening to Inside the Clubhouse on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.